Okay, the purpose of this file is very simple and straightforward. It is a curse that will make you completely and utterly addicted to staring at and worshipping men's feet. You will remain that way until I remove the curse, and that is pretty much all there is to it. So,
pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do. Just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. All I'm trying to do is put you into a nice, deep trance, and I'm hoping to do so whether or not you're aware of it. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen only to one voice that is telling you something or asking you to do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to, and it's very easy to just let yourself go, and relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move, and it will feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much, that all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stay away from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself doing some of the things that I've told you to do. And every time you do one of these things, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit more into trance. And even if you try to resist or not do it, you may still find these things happening anyway. That's because your subconscious is listening, and it wants these things to happen. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice, that's all you're doing. And every so often, you'll also find yourself doing what I suggest, and as you do so, you'll find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it goes straight into your subconscious. There isn't any way to get around that. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's also a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, whether you think about it or not, parts of you relax just a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything. But just continue listening. That's all you're going to do. Just continue listening. And although you may not have thought about it much, by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply such a very easy thing to do. And as you continue to listen to me, you'll find it harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into trance. A nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there's already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly, deeper and deeper, taking you down so much deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice just seems to slip away and disappear from your mind. The rest of the world, the rest of your body, they're both starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you, just slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding your surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you down to a nice, safe, deep trance that you may not have even realized you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it's so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd simply stop listening. But you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say. And you want, deep down inside, to be in a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying. Shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there's absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed on my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you have reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down, further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now, downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my words only. 4. Sinking away. The conscious world is going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion, till there is only my voice that you are hearing, and only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. As I speak them, you listen. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them, totally and completely, without thought, you just, simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep, and totally, utterly focused on my voice. So deep, and so very, very obedient.
Just totally focused on my voice. Just nice, and deep, and obedient, and relaxed, as you listen to my voice, and obey, and relax. Now, you're going to discover that something's changing about you. It's a simple thing, but a very, very powerful thing. You're going to discover that your attention to men's feet is growing. Not just a little. No, it's growing exponentially. You're going to discover very soon that you are cursed to stare at men's feet. There's something about them. They get into your head. You notice them all the time. You notice men walking. You see their shoes and wonder what their feet would look like underneath them. Or, even worse, you find a man in sandals or barefoot, and you see their foot, and you can't help yourself but stare at them. Stare at them and want to go further. Want to go much, much further. Yes, you are obsessed. You are cursed. Cursed to worship men's feet. It's not just simply a minor little thing to you. No. Feet are becoming an obsession for you. Discovering that you are cursed to stare at men's feet. To watch them. To watch them as they go by. To watch them when men are just standing there. It just simply happens for you. Even if someone notices, you can't seem to help yourself. It's an addiction. It's a craving. It's a desire. It simply is a part of you. You are cursed. Cursed to stare at men's feet, to long after them, even to lust after them. Yes, that's right. This has moved beyond even a mere fetish. This is a full-blown desire. You wish to touch them. You wish to have them brushed across your face. You wish to feel them, smell them, experience them. There is something about men's feet that is becoming an obsession for you. Not just a mere desire. No, a full-blown obsession. You are being cursed. Cursed to lust after men's feet. Cursed to watch them, to
to look at them. Yes, that's right, to look at them and need them, to imagine what they look like underneath the leather of the shoes, to imagine what they smell like inside of their tennis shoes, to imagine everything about them. That's right, you can picture it in your head every single time you see a man's feet. You'll picture exactly what it would be like to have them running across your face, your body, to smell them, to feel them, to be able to touch them yourself, to worship at them. Yes, that's right. That is what is happening to you. You are being cursed to worship men's feet. It's not a simple curse, not something to ignore, not something to set aside. You can't set it aside because you watch them. You watch them all the time. You may not even think about it. You may think that you're free of the curse. Except that when you look around, you'll notice you're not staring at faces. You're looking down. You're looking down at feet. Men's feet. And as you look down at the men's feet, you stare and you wonder. You wonder how big they are. You wonder how they're shaped. You wonder what the big toe looks like, what each of the other toes looks like, how they keep their toenails, what their foot smells like, feels like, probably even what it tastes like. Yes, you are addicted to men's feet. You are just simply, completely addicted. You are a foot watcher. That's right. That's the word, a foot watcher. You watch them, you worship them, you stare at them. And if someone asks, you have to tell them. Another small piece of this curse. If someone asks why you're staring at their feet, you'll have to tell them some small portion of the truth to let them know, and in a small way, that you wish to worship their feet, that you want their feet, that you want their feet to touch you, to run across your body. You want to breathe in the smell of their feet after they've been running in tennis shoes, that you want to feel the shape of their feet pressed against your face, that you have a need to worship at them. Yes, you are addicted to feet. You are a foot watcher. You watch them. You crave them. You imagine them. You want to worship them. It simply is what you are, and you cannot change it, and you cannot escape it. And each and every time you listen to this curse, the compulsion grows stronger and stronger. Each and every time you listen to this curse, you become more and more obsessed with men's feet. The desire for them is burning within you, growing stronger and more intense with every passing day. You are addicted to them. You are a foot watcher, and you cannot help it. It is who and what you are, and you cannot change that about yourself. You cannot change it. You cannot resist it. You cannot fight it. You are cursed, and the only way to stop it is for me to remove that curse. There is no other way out. If you attempt to stop listening, you'll be drawn back. If you attempt to stop looking, you'll find your eyes going back. You are trapped. You chose to listen to this file and accept its consequences, and now you will suffer from them. You are a foot addict. You worship men's feet. That is exactly what you do, and you are going to do it from now on. You cannot help yourself. The only way to help yourself is to get the curse lifted by me. Beyond that, you are cursed with this permanently for the rest of your life. You will always be a foot watcher, always be someone who wonders exactly what the pair of feet under any given pair of shoes is. It doesn't even matter whether you find the person attractive or not. What is important are the feet. How they look, how they feel, how they smell, how they taste.
Yes, you are addicted, you are obsessed. You have discovered a newfound craving, a newfound need, a newfound want that is burning through your body, and you cannot escape it. You cannot escape it now or ever. You are cursed, and only I may remove the curse. Only I may make you go back to the way you were before. You are cursed to stare at men's feet, to lust after them, to need to touch them and smell them, to feel them. That's right, to feel the shape of their toes, the shape of each and every toe, as your hand or your tongue runs over them, to smell the smell of the feet, whether they've been in tennis shoes or work shoes or just simply out all day long. Each foot smells different, each foot feels different, each foot looks different, and to you, every single one is special. To you, every single one needs to be seen, and you want to see as many of them as possible. You want to touch them. You want to worship them. This isn't just a fetish. This is an obsession, and you can't escape it. You can't escape it until I remove the curse. Until then, you will permanently be trapped inside of this curse. Trapped in it for the rest of your life until I remove it. You are completely unable to escape this curse, this fetish, this desire, this burning passion. There is no way out. You are trapped, and this is the way it is, and the way it is going to be for you from now on. And now it is time for you to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed, awake, and cursed with your newfound foot fetish. 1. Waking up. 2. More and more awake. 3. Closer and closer. 4. Almost there. 5. Refreshed, awake, and needing to watch some feet. I hope you enjoyed.